Oh, the humanities. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In the Washington Post, Professor Steven Perlstein, who teaches humanities at George Mason University, has noticed something about his students. He's seeing fewer English majors, fewer history majors, fewer philosophy majors. And he finally decided to ask his students why. And you know what they told him? They said their parents wouldn't let them major in the humanities. The parents want their kids to be Sheldon Cooper.
An actual real scientist.
But is this a crisis? Well, actually, the undergrad numbers are fine. Nationwide, the percentage of undergrads in the humanities over the past 30 years has held steady at about 15%. But graduate humanities degrees have dropped by about a third. And I have to think it's because tuition-paying parents tend to think 4 years should be plenty of time to find yourself. So grad school's on the kid, which means it had better lead to a job that could make the loan payments, which means the degree had better have the letters S or M, B, and A. Although, here's an idea to keep more students in the humanities. Charge less for their degrees. I saw a survey of public colleges which found that the cost to the college of training an English major is only 40% of the cost of an engineer, and yet I'm pretty sure they don't get a 40% tuition break, which means the poets are subsidizing the rocket scientists. But then again, you could also argue some of the poets will get it back on tips when the rocket scientists buy coffee. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.